Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is March 4th, 2022. This is Fightful Wrestling and your AEW Revolution prediction show brought to you by Wrestle Rumble. I'll tell you a little more about that in a minute, but now I'm going to tell you about Fightful Overbooked and one of our great hosts that we have on there with coexisting with Rob and Maggie. We've got Maggie. Maggie, how are you?
I'm doing great. This is my first podcast with a microphone, so I suppose I'll go full on Vince McMahon and just slap it around a bit all the time.
Did you watch that interview yesterday?
I did. Watch it live.
It was fascinating. I thought it was really
amazing.
Good.
It was amazing.
I mean, you don't always hear that, but what you are going to hear, guys, is our predictions for AEW Revolution. Please leave a thumbs up on this video if you're watching on YouTube. We are going to have coverage all weekend long. We're going to have the post-show scrums. We're going to have the actual post show. We've got Rampage and SmackDown tonight. But if you want your questions or statements read on the air, donate a super chat, donate a humper chat. You might go, what the heck is a humper chat? What on earth is a humper chat? Well, it's our Streamlabs and PayPal platform in which you can leave us a question before we go on the air or while we're on the air, actually. So send us a little bit of love. This show is brought to you by WrestleRumble.com. I love WrestleRumble. I play it all the time, every month, every time there is one. I'm right over here. Right now, they've got the AEW Revolution Pick'em. The first place wins an AEW championship belt replica. And second and third place both win $100 cash prizes. Now, this is so much fun, guys, because not only can you make predictions while you're watching this show, you can make them for every pay-per-view. Add some stakes for what you're watching, WrestleRumble.com. I mean, if you're watching this, you have a general interest over who's going to win, who's going to lose these matches. So why not add some stakes to it? WrestleRumble is always doing great drawings, great contests, great pick'ems, and you win great prizes. One of our own mods, Cher Delaware, won like four or five different title belts there. They've got a championship gold rush going on as well. Like, there's so much stuff that's going on right now over at WrestleRumble.com. You can get 10 entry or 5 entries for $30, 3 entries for $20, 1 entry for $10 for the AEW Revolution Pick'em. And the WrestleMania Championship Belt Contest, only $1 per entry right now. Check them out, WrestleRumble.com. Love those guys. Good people running it too. But Maggie, are you ready for AEW Revolution?
I just remembered you didn't introduce me properly.
I didn't.
Fightful legend, Maggie.
Oh, gosh, you're right. I've ruined it. Damn it. Well, Hopefully we don't ruin AEW Revolution for all you people. I don't know who's winning any of these matches. So for people that are like, well, you know who's winning. I don't know who's winning any of these matches. We're going to start from the buy-in. I love that they added these two matches. I do know one of these. Hook is beating QT Marshall, Maggie. If QT Marshall wins this match, I will jump off my house.
Your future house or your former house?
Definitely my current house, not my. The new one has very high ceilings. I'm not doing
that. Yeah, cool.
So how do you see this one going? I figure it's going to be a one-sided ass whipping.
It sure is going to be. Hook is going to whoop that ass so much. So much. And I've been kind of seeing Hook in slow motion for a while. Because, like, he's a dreamy.
My God.
He's still winning this match. And what an excellent idea to put him on the buy-in. Like, you're surely going to get some eyes on that.
So, like, whenever I see QT Marshall, I mean, a lot of people, they're critical of his work. I think he's very good at making people want to see him get beaten up. And I think that is a lost art for a lot of people. Well, Chris Statlander has some people wanting to see her get beaten up because she's making fun of Layla Hirsch for being an orphan. I'm torn on this one. I'm very, very torn on this one. Like, I kind of feel like Scarlett, or not, I'm seeing somebody in Scarlett or named Scarlett who's got their birthday today. Happy birthday. I kind of think that Chris needs to lose this match unless they have like some big grander plan for her. But how do you see it going?
Chris Stanton is a bitch, Sean.
Yeah, she is. Her character is. Bitch.
And I think Layla Hirsch should win this one. She needs some wins in order to, you know, put her up in that card. And I kind of want to see her join some factions, and the way to do it is by actually giving her some wins. And I really want her to beat Chris Statlander up really, really bad, because she's not the face in this one, guys.
Show me the ink pen in your hand. You've got an ink pen, and you've got an ink pen in your hand right now, don't you?
I do. What? No. Oh yeah.
I hear it click.
I'm sorry.
I heard it. It was going click.
This is the pros and cons of having a microphone, I guess. Okay.
I love it.
Getting rid of it.
Oh
yeah,
Jesus.
Fuck off, Ben. So.
Oh. So. I think Hirsch wins this. And then Scarlett maybe does a beatdown or something like that afterwards. But another foregone conclusion is Jade Cargill over Ty Conti. There's no way that Ty Conti is going to win this match. Jade's got to win it. I mean, I'm sure it'll be a fine match, but Jade 100% has got to be the winner here.
She's getting the Goldberg treatment, surely. And no disrespect to Ty Conti, she's not the one to take that belt off her. And I don't think there's anyone quite ready to do that in the near future.
Yeah, I think this is Jade's title for a while. I think you're absolutely right. She's getting the Goldberg push, and there's nothing wrong with that because she looks like a star, she walks like a star, talks like a star, and is being booked like one as well. So I got that.
Also, you can see her getting better and better in the ring every week. Like, she, if I told this to Rob last week, if we didn't know that Bryan Danielson was coaching her, we would have gotten the hint like last week, maybe, because he's rubbing off on her so much, and you can tell she's getting better. She's amazing.
We also have Jurassic Express against Red Dragon and the Young Bucks tag team titles. To me, I see Red Dragon and the Young Bucks costing one another these titles, and Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy kind of skating out with the win. I think this is right. It gives Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus a big win, and it sets up the natural next feud for Red Dragon and Young Bucks.
Yeah. Here's the thing about this match. Okay. So I totally agree with what you said. I was like, this is the easy one. But then I started thinking, okay, Proud and Powerful, like Santana and Ortiz, I kind of want to see them be the next champions. And in order to do so, they're massive baby faces right now. Mm-hmm. And you kind of want them to get over and win the titles from actual scummy heels, which like Red Dragon and Young Bucks obviously are. And then I got a nosebleed because I'm thinking about it too much. But I kind of think Jurassic Express really need to get a win here, because like it's like their major title defense. Is it the second title defense?
Let me look real quick. It feels like they've been very much de-emphasized.
Diaz boys and right now I think
there was the Dark Order as well. So they had the Dark Order, they had Private Party, the Ass Boys. So this is their fourth title defense. They've had quite a few, and it's felt like they've been de-emphasized, but there they are. They've been defending them on Rampage an awful lot, which is that spot. But this is a natural setup for Elite versus the Undisputed Originals, as they're being called now. Well, there's another natural setup that I see happening. A lot of people are saying, well, why is Matt Hardy, Andrade, Isaiah Cassidy versus Sting, Sammy, and Darby on this show? Well, I'm glad that they're putting the TNT title match tonight, because the last time I was at Rampage before a pay-per-view was Full Gear, I could have missed that show completely. I did not need to see that show. Tonight, I feel like I need to watch that TNT title match. This seems to be set up for Isaiah Cassidy to take a pin and Matt Hardy to hit the bricks so his brother can come in. Worst kept secret in wrestling. I see it as anybody, probably Sting, pinning Isaiah Cassidy with a death drop or tapping him out with a scorpion deathlock.
Yeah, the sucky part here is that we all know that Isaiah's eaten that pin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's really sad. Private Party has been like, AHFO is not doing anything for me. I can't get into that. And I actually, Andrade holding those two titles was so like natural. I kind of want to see him holding gold as soon as possible. So yeah, this is an easy pick for me as well.
I could see Matt taking the pin and maybe Isaiah flips out and like turns the tables on Matt. And then that's what leads to Jeff coming in. But that remains to be seen. We also have the Face of the Revolution ladder match. A reminder, guys, you can make your predictions at WrestleRumble.com. You can win an AEW championship replica. The Face of the Revolution ladder match right now has Keith Lee, Wardlow, Powerhouse Hobbs, Ricky Starks, Orange Cassidy, and either Ethan Page or Christian. We don't know if there will be like a surprise entrant or anything like that. The Wardlow win would be a big one. That's the one that I'm looking at. But what are you looking at, Maggie?
I'm also looking at Wardlow because, like, that slap from MJF. Yes. I think I actually woke up while I was sleeping from that slap. I think it's time for them to pull the trigger on Wardlow. It's
you too.
It's like enough already. Like, they're blue balling me all like for 2 years now. Like, come on. Like, it's time. I'm ready for it. It's way overdue. Like, come on. Like, let's speed it up here. Wardlow's winning, and maybe MJF said, and he could maybe hope. No, he's giving him the title because it's his present to him. It's like, it's okay. Yeah. Yes. I can see that. Yeah.
So much like the Red Dragon Young Bucks thing, I feel like Hobbs, Starks, and Lee could cost each other this match and set up a feud down the line. Nikolai sends a super chat. By the way, reminder, guys, you can get those in at down below or at humperchats.com. It says last week or the week before, they mentioned there being 7 participants. If that is still the case, is this Swerve spot? I don't think so. For some reason, I don't think so, but it would make sense. I think there could be another spot for Swerve, though. But he would fit just fine right here.
That being said, it's that time of you know, the day when I say that I miss Miro.
Yeah. He was at the LA Clippers game tossing out t-shirts last night.
Oh, God damn it.
I think he'll be back for a while. I posted a video on my Twitter. Well, we've got Brian Danielson, John Moxley. Now, I'm excited for this. I want them to have a knockdown, drag out, violent fight, and I want them to shake hands afterwards and lead this stable. I don't even care who wins. Like, I just want one of them to win. That way, or I mean, if they went to a draw, I'd be fine even. Like, I'm happy with anything that isn't like a screwy finish. I just want to see their stable after this. How are you feeling?
Yeah, there's one true winner here, and this is, and it's the fans.
Yeah.
Because, like, this match is going to...
Oh, it is. It's so gonna be.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. But I actually see Moxley winning because, like, he just came back. No, maybe not just, but he beat Ethan Page.
Yeah.
And he hasn't had any other matches, right? Or am I wrong? I don't think he has.
Who, Moxley?
Moxley, yeah.
I feel like he had one.
Not the tag team.
Right. He had Wheeler Yuta. Who? Are you talking about Moxley?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He beat Bowens. He beat Wheeler Yuta.
Wow, my memory sucks.
Yeah. He's had a few of them. He beat Wheeler Yuta pretty bad. Yeah, he's had a few of them.
Yeah, well, okay. Nevertheless, he's winning either way.
That's fair. Alan Sales says, so hyped for this event. Part of the reason I think Moxley should lose is because I think he would respect somebody who beat him straight up. Also, if they're doing this stable, this gives AEW a reason to have Jon Moxley not compete for the world title for a little bit, because otherwise he's just been winning and winning and winning and winning. How do you avoid giving him a title shot and having him lose that title shot? If he loses to Bryan Danielson, nobody will like look down on him and be like, oh, well, you're wasted. You're done because you lost to Bryan Danielson. I think that might be a creative way to keep him out of the title picture, move him into this next program and give him a loss that doesn't harm him at all. But anything's possible. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Dog collar
okay,
match.
Okay, you said that as if you know something.
I don't know anything. I don't know
oh,
anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, I totally believe you. Yeah, okay.
Dog collar match, CM Punk versus MJF. This has been a miraculously good feud. And I say miraculously good because I didn't think there was any chance that they could possibly live up to the hype. And I feel like they have. And I can't wait for this match. I didn't want like an immediate rematch. And now I'm so pumped for it. I'm so excited. CM Punk, I think, is winning this match. How do you feel?
I have no idea who's winning this match. Like, okay, I kind of want to see MJF winning because if Punk wins, it'll be like the thing he bragged about over at WWE, like all the guys from the previous generations coming in and beating the new ones. But then again, he actually lost against MJF the first time.
Yes.
But like, I don't know. Like, I kind of see MJF winning, but like, maybe, of course not clean, but it's like, it's a dog collar match. Like, nothing's going to be clean either way. So, no, I'm going with MJF here. Like, the match is going to be amazing. It's a slam dunk. But MJF should, maybe? No. I don't know.
If Wardlow wins the ladder match, I think Punk wins the dog collar match, because that gives MJF a reason to put his frustrations towards Wardlow.
Sure. Yeah. Well, but I want Wardlow to win the match. But, okay, this sucks. I don't know.
Joel Pearl reminds you that if you want a history of dog collar matches, Jeff Hawkins and Joel give a brief history of the important ones leading to Revolution on Fightful Overbooked. There's a lot of good stuff over there at Fightful Overbooked, including that girl right there. She's over there. Nate says, Wardlow wins the match and title. Salty MJF changes his mind after losing. Don't think that feud needs the title, though. Heading to Orlando in a few hours. I'm heading to the place where I'm going to fly out of at 6 in the morning in a few hours. So I'll see you tomorrow, fellas. But
You're going to the show?
Yes, I'm going to the show.
Oh, well, I hate you so much.
Oh, wow. Speedpunk says, don't forget MJF yelled he's the devil at Punk. Funniest moment from this past Dynamite. That wasn't a funny moment, my friend. That was callback. That was a callback to the promo when CM Punk won the ROH title after signing with WWE. He said that was his promo verbatim. That was a callback. It was a great full circle moment with the ROH purchase. I thought that was wonderful. We have Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, defending the title against Thunder Rosa, a year in the making. Now, there is a St. Patrick's Day Slam show in a couple weeks from Thunder Rosa's hometown of San Antonio.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, no.
So that's what casts some doubt in me that this match ends with Thunder Rosa winning the title. I mean, maybe they have like a title celebration there, but it's a little too on the nose for me to think. So I fully believe Thunder Rosa is winning the title here or at St. Patrick's Day Slam. I want to know what you think is going to happen.
Yeah, here's the thing. If this was WWE, Thunder Rosa wasn't winning that match because she actually pinned Britt Baker at Dynamite. And this is the thing that puzzles me the most right now. Because if what you're saying happens, it actually means that They're gonna do the match this week and then get a rematch when they go to San Antonio, which isn't cool for me because I don't like rematches so close together. Because I don't consider this match a rematch from their Lights Out match, because it's like how many months ago? I don't even remember. My memory sucks, as we concluded right now. But I think Thunder Rosa is winning. This is I kind of wanted this match to be on Double or Nothing.
Sure.
But yeah.
Because I think it would have main evented if it were on Double or Nothing.
Sure. I wanted to main event Double or Nothing. But it's no big deal. We're getting it this week, and I want to see Thunder Rosa. Like, you can't possibly not see that Thunder Rosa has the biggest pop in AEW right now.
Oh, it's amazing,
and it's not even close. And I'm so happy for her, because like, she so deserves it. She needs to win that title.
Just a reminder, guys. We reported today on Fightful Select. Thunder Rosa and AEW sources have said not injured, just banged up a little bit. So, I mean, but again, I don't want anybody to use that to attack any other reporters, because every wrestler in the world, if I ask if they're hurt, they're going to say no. But it was vehement. It was adamant, not injured, good to go, all that stuff. Oh, man. Main event. Let me make sure I didn't skip over anything. Also, I'd made my pick on that one. But let me make sure I didn't miss anything. I don't think I missed anything. Hangman Page, Adam Cole.
No, Chris Jericho and Eddie
Kingston.
Oh, my
gosh. I did miss something. Chris Jericho, Eddie Kingston. First off, Chris Jericho has gotten himself in incredible shape. Hats off to Chris Jericho. But I think Eddie's got to win this one. He's got to win this one. Otherwise, how much more can he just talk shit if he just loses the big one all the time? He's got to beat the guy that says you can't win the big one. And then we lead to that fracture with Jericho and the rest of Inner Circle. I got to see that, Maggie. What do you think?
I think Eddie Kingston should win. And I remember like a month ago or two, he said he took the incredibly hard decision to quit smoking because he wants to be champion. And I kind of want to see that. And him losing to Jericho isn't going to get him anywhere near the title, at least for now. Like, I want to see a really good storytelling between him and an eventual title match. And I think it begins at Revolution when he beats the first ever AEW champion. This is the way to go here. Because, like, as you said, he never won the big ones. And I kind of want to see him. Like, people are mad that he never won the TNT title from Miro. I'm kind of not because I'm biased.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But it's time. Like, he so deserves the world. Like, if you don't like Eddie Kingston, I suppose you don't like wrestling whatsoever. But, like, yeah, he needs to win that match.
So, yeah, I'm with you. Eddie needs to win this. Needs. It's integral for his career, in my opinion.
Integral. How do you spell that? Integral. What does that mean?
Main event. Holy crapping balls. Holy crapping balls in a butt sack. Hangman Page, Adam Cole. Adam Cole has lost one match. It didn't count match. So if Adam Cole wins, they can set up a Rampage Dynamite title defense against Orange Cassidy. Cool. Anakin says lots of potential storylines for Cole coming out of Revolution. But who do you see challenging Hangman next, assuming he wins? Well, I think that CM Punk could challenge him at Double or Nothing. I think that's the thing about AEW. You're going to go with something massive on the pay-per-view. However, what I dream, my hope, my fantasy here, Maggie, is that Kenny Omega walks down that ramp and it looks like he's going after Hangman Page. It looks like he's going after the guy that took the title from him. But no, it's the guy that took his friends and has been mistreating his friends. And then we get the trios titles that I've been begging for. And Tony Khan said to me on the call this week, he said, well, when Kenny comes back, maybe we'll do him. There is no bigger trios program that I remember in wrestling for a title than the Undisputed Originals versus the Elite. Like, that's it. You put the titles on somebody who are viewed as main event caliber. That's what I want to see. I think Hangman Page retains here. And he keeps on going against all those doubters that say, oh, that run's been disappointing. Has it? He had two banger matches with Bryan Danielson. He had an incredible match with Lance Archer. Now he's defending the title in the main event of a pay-per-view against Adam Cole. Protected star. You wrestle, you see who wins. I think Paige wins. Who do you see?
Yes. Paige is... Hangman is going to keep his title. And I also actually think that Kenny Omega comes back and costs Adam Cole the match. And the thing is, he doesn't need to be ready to get in the ring. He doesn't need to wrestle. Like, he only needs to be there, like, and maybe wrestle a double or nothing, son of a bitch. And then he'll have enough time to recover after that. And when Kenny Omega comes back, oh my God, wet panties, Sean. This is going to be so good. Oh my God. Oh, I can't wait. I'm almost certain Kenny Omega is so winning. Come on.
I'm just sitting here waiting to see what you do next. My gosh.
Yeah.
My gosh. We keep this type of behavior over on Overbooked. That's what we do. That's what we do over there. Oh, I'm so excited for this show. This is one of the most stacked pay-per-views I've ever seen. Can't wait for it. We're going to have a post-show with Alex and Kate. Very excited for that. I will share my thoughts on Fightful Select next week. Please subscribe to Fightful Select. I will be on site at Orlando, so I'll be getting all kinds of scoops. But Maggie is over on Fightful Overbooked. Please tell the people where they can find you.
You can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK, and you can subscribe to FightfulOverbooked.com. There are a bunch of amazing people doing amazing stuff over there. I can't put everyone over enough. They're
You literally can't. It would take you 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's not. And I am in about an hour. I'm joining Rob Wilkins for our coexisting podcast over at Fightful Overbooked. We are going to talk a lot about Vincent and Pat McAfee. We're going to talk about TK and Ring of Honor. And we're also going to talk about Revolution and Sacrifice. And a bunch of stuff, good stuff.
Guys,
please, guys, do not follow me on Facebook. I will block you.
Oh, God. Same. There's nothing on my Facebook that you want to see. I don't talk about wrestling there, and I get people that add me all the time. But you know what, guys? You can get a cameo from me. All of the proceeds this month are going towards Ukrainian relief efforts. Jimmy Van will match that as well. I've got a full list of stuff that I'll do over there. If you got an eFed, I'll break news for it over there. It is a lot of fun. But I'm heading over to FightfulSelect.com to do a live Q&A, so subscribe. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.